They're so extra, and they're so Christmas. They're so Xmas.
Chrysanthemum Cliff.
Hello.
We have our first guest ever, the very first guest that has ever been on the We're So Xmas podcast.
We should get more.
Well, we'll see how it goes. Christy?
Yeah, no I'm excited. First guest. I didn't know that.
Let's have you introduce yourself. Where are you from? What do you do? Why are you here, Christy?
My name is Christy Goff. I'm a registered dietitian with Pacific Medical Centers, and I coordinate a program there called Living Well Alliance. So that's all about getting education out to the community members, employers, corporate wellness. On the side, I'm a yoga instructor.
Yes!
So I pair that with nutrition and a lot of my classes recently for stress management, exercising, and so forth.
Heather is a yoga participant.
Nice.
I am. I have often wanted to do the teacher training just for fun so that I could just be like, hey, pop up class down at Green Lake today, everybody.
That'd be cool.
Because I have
pretty
no
much half of the reason why I did it.
Really?
So I could learn more about yoga.
I love you so much already.
And then a side perk, I can teach it at work.
You have a publicist or a PR person who reached out to me. Somebody reached out and they're like, we have Christy. Do you want Christy on the show? And I was like, yes, I do. Because we talked about some substitutions months ago because mm-hmm. I was jumping on the holiday bandwagon because I was like, this is going to be the first holiday that I do not gain 13 pounds. Remember, Cliff?
Exactly 13 pounds, too. It wasn't like about 13 pounds. She apparently every year gains exactly 13 pounds.
Well, that's the swing that I experienced in like 4 days of aggressive eating, going from like healthy to not healthy. So Cliff and I have talked about some substitutions. So I'm excited to talk about some substitutions.
Yep, I got a lot for you.
We just had an awareness month in November. Can you tell us a little bit about that too?
Yeah, we are promoting diabetes health right now with PacMed, all about being in the driver's seat, finding out what your labs are, being more in control of your care, because diabetes management is a lot of time by yourself. And so our doctors are there to help you through that, give you skills. Our dietitians are both certified diabetes educators. So they'll work with you to make the best choices that you can. And then it's hard in November because we have holidays that start, Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. Christmas, Hanukkah.
And you just finished Halloween with the candy on sale.
Exactly.
Candy sales. Like, how can you resist?
I still have some candy. I've not eaten all of it, but I'm working really hard.
What candy do you go for first?
Reese's.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Christy, do you have a candy?
I'm such a snob.
Oh,
with
yeah.
Candy.
Okay.
Yeah. So it has to be like really good dark chocolate, fancy candy.
Well, no, fancy candy is fine. Part of me, when you said you were a snob, I was going to be like, oh, are you going to pull out like jumbo blueberries imported from Peru or something? Because like that's your nutritionist candy that you...
I do get made fun of for some things like that, but I do love sweets. I had 2 pieces of apple pie last night. Mm. It was amazing. Savored every bite. It was great.
Yeah.
Perfect.
It's the kismet. It's the symmetry. It's the way the world works, because I recently had my fasting labs done and I didn't realize this, but apparently my doctor suggested that you do fasting labs every 5 years from when you are 20. And I've never had mine done, so I'm way behind. And luckily, everything's in the normal range. My glucose was 84, and I guess under 100 is
yep,
where you want
right.
to be. It brings up the good point with, hey, this doesn't mean that I go crazy now because I'm 84. Bring on the sweets. No. How do we maintain this? What are some good substitutions that we can do?
So I guess I approach it as, what first can we add to make it healthier? So is there a way to increase the vegetables in that standard green bean casserole? Why not put more vegetables in it besides string beans? Another thing you can do is start to remove some of the sugar, mostly added sugar. So you could replace that with a natural sugar like a fruit puree or a vegetable puree like sweet potato, pumpkin. You could work to reduce the salt. So is your breadcrumbs pre-salted? Mm. Are a lot of your sauces and soups and canned whatever is usually full of extra sodium?
That is something that I recently was very upset about because I could not find a low-sodium pasta sauce.
there's a lot of salt in pasta usually.
I know.
It's crazy. It adds up really fast.
I ended up, there was one brand of pureed tomatoes that was just pureed tomatoes, but almost everything else, like the stewed tomatoes, had salt in them. Mm-hmm. Everything in this entire aisle was salt. Because while I was waiting for my fasting lab results, I was flipping out, like eating super healthy just in case I was going to get some really disturbing news. And so I was in the aisle and I couldn't believe how much salt was in the pasta sauce.
Yep. Those things definitely sneak up on us. Salt and sugar obviously make food taste really delicious, mm-hmm. which is why a lot of people are putting that in their products. But it's definitely, we have a cap that we want to kind of limit it to, and it's really hard to get there sometimes.
What do you think the best way to manage that on a day-to-day basis is? Like, how do you recommend people track that kind of stuff?
Mostly it's just looking at the label before you purchase it. If it has a label, anything that doesn't have a label is probably healthier. Mm. So fruits and vegetables, produce doesn't necessarily have a label, and you can be assured that they're not adding extra sugar in those apples or putting extra salt on it. Being a good label reader is helpful. It can be really overwhelming when there's 15 different choices of pasta sauce or beans. But if you start to acknowledge certain brands or even just look for the low sodium label, that one is regular. Regulated by the food industry, so you know you're not getting gobs and gobs of salt.
That's what I was going to say. I have noticed that I immediately got overwhelmed. But then, just like you're saying, you set up those patterns like, oh, here is the tomato paste that I always buy. Now I don't have to think about this anymore. Like, here we are, done. Now I can think about what other vegetables I'm going to put in my green bean casserole. And I'm intrigued by this. What suggestions would you have for that extra vegetable in the green bean casserole?
Anything that's a root vegetable would be really tasty. So carrots, you could put beets in there if you wanted to add some color. You could do parsnips, potatoes even. There's a lot of things you could add that I think would still taste good with the creamy texture of that casserole.
Speaking of beets, Cliff has a child. I don't have any kids. Cliff, your wonderful child, have you guys ever made beets together?
No.
Okay. Correct me if I'm wrong, Christy, but if you go to like one of the farmers markets, which are prolific here in the Seattle, Washington area, and you get some beets, cooking beets, boiling beets, and straining beets is so fun because it's bright red. Your hands get stained and it's fun if you have a kid. Like, I almost feel like making healthy beets, like just boiling beets, doing a basic prep for like a beet salad is kind of like a fun kid activity.
I thought you were going to say it's the most laborious process because that's kind of how I feel about beets. I usually buy the pre-cooked ones that you can buy in the produce section now, or even canned beets. Sometimes you can find some ones that don't have a ton of salt and added sugar to it.
So when you're done with your beets, boiling your beets, you can then use that water to boil eggs and it'll dye your eggs pink. That's what you should do.
That is a good, okay. You get so many good ideas on this podcast. Cliff, boom. But I feel like we all have this holiday image in our minds. Oh, we're going to get together and we're going to bake cookies. And this is a tradition that I've passed on. I did it with my parents and I'm going to do it with my kids. But you know what kind of a tradition you're passing on? You're passing on butter and sugar and, you know, not the best choices. And maybe we need to rework some of these quote unquote traditions that we're passing on. And I like the idea of the, hey, let's all have bright red beet hands and boil some beets together and make a really exciting like beet feta salad for our holiday dinners. And that's going to be the fun thing you're going to do with your kids.
Tim, come back to like beets and parsnips and that kind of stuff. I think a lot of people have those in their head that those are weird, exotic vegetables that they've maybe never had. And are they even good? Because a parsnip doesn't sound like it would be good.
Oh, it doesn't have much flavor, but
all of those things together. Like, I went to a holiday party. They did a roasted vegetable medley that had beets. I'm like, ugh, beets? And then I tried them. I'm like, oh my gosh, roasted. These are so good with roasted carrots and roasted parsnips and all these different root vegetables together. And it was a perfect meal for the holiday. And there wasn't a lot of extra stuff in it. I mean, it was literally vegetables and some olive oil just roasted. And it was delicious.
Yeah. Roasted vegetables bring out some of the natural sugars in those types of foods. So it's a great way to experiment. If you've always hated beets, try roasting them. If you've always hated steamed broccoli, try roasting it. Mm-hmm. And I say that for kids a lot too, because you might need to go through a couple different cooking methods before they might even try it. So yeah. It can be nice to spice it up.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And it's a really easy thing to bring to a potluck.
Can I make a confession to both of you? I almost never actually cook for the potlucks. I usually pick something up.
It's okay.
And that's normal.
Really?
Oh, yes.
I do like to think I care, though. I don't just like grab cookies. Like, I'll go to like a restaurant and get takeout and be like, look, I made this.
I like the deception inherent in that.
Yes, you're lying.
Yeah.
That's why it's a confession, Christy.
Gotcha.
Okay. I'm excited about some of the more specific recipes. Is maybe there something that you love that Cliff and I can try?
I've been making a vegetarian gravy for the last couple of years that I think is fantastic. I don't eat meat, so turkey gravy is kind of off the table for me. And I have just kind of converted a lot of our friends to just use my gravy as opposed to the traditional turkey gravy.
I am also a vegetarian, and I'm extremely interested in your gravy.
Yes, it is really delicious. So it's basically mushrooms sauteed with onion and garlic. You add a little broth for some moisture and some salt and flavor. And then you add red wine. Secret ingredient is nutritional yeast, or they call it nooch now. It's like the fancy word for that vegan type cheesy flavor. And it also has tamari, which is a version of soy sauce.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing.
That sounds...
Cornstarch helps thicken it up. It is a thinner gravy than you might be used to, but...
We will be making this.
Cliff's mouth is watering, and
I'm
think
so hungry.
He wants to extend an invitation to you to his holiday cooking experience, but he wants you to do all the cooking.
You're right. It is true.
Okay, what else do you have there?
So it's kind of fun to play around with some recipes for baked goods. Full disclosure, I have ruined many, many, many baked goods because I've tried to make them healthier.
Oh.
So you have to have a little bit of food science in your background to make sure you're replacing everything that needs to be replaced to actually make the shape that you want it to be.
Mm.
So some of the fun things you can do is replace some of the sugar and oil in your brownie or bread recipes with applesauce or pumpkin puree. And everything's pumpkin right now.
Mm-hmm.
So why not just use pumpkin puree for something like a cookie or an oatmeal bar or something like that?
And it works shockingly well. I've done
it
that.
Does.
And it's crazy how well it works.
Yeah, it makes it actually more moist, more decadent tasting. So it's a really good one. Most recipes that require regular cane sugar, you can cut by at least a third and not really notice the difference.
Wow.
If you do more than that, or if it's like trying to replace maple syrup with a powdered sugar, is not going to go well.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of keep liquids to liquids, solids to solids. Have you guys used black beans in replace of the flour in brownies yet? That was all the rage a few years ago.
No.
Is it good?
It's really good. So what it does is have that dense consistency that you might get from a regular brownie. And it's maybe slightly chalkier than a regular brownie. But if no one told you, honestly, you probably wouldn't even notice.
Wow.
So the cocoa powder is pretty strong and covers the bean flavor, adds more protein, way more fiber.
Mm.
And you can use a little bit less sugar in those too.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I feel like my eyes just got really, really wide. Like, oh my gosh, I never thought of that, Christy. you just.
Yeah, that was in a lot of recipes like a couple years ago. And then chickpeas can also be a replacement for certain things. They have chickpea flour now.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely something that you need to experiment with a lot because you can't just replace gluten flour with chickpea flour and expect it to be the same.
You have like 5 pages of notes. What else is going on, Christy?
Yeah. So I've been experimenting with some mocktails because I know one of the ways that people end up putting the pounds on during the holidays is all of the fancy cocktails and the drinks, and maybe being with family is a little stressful, or prepping for the holiday is stressful. So drinks can add up really fast. I think the average, you get about 400 extra calories from beverages alone every holiday meal or just in general. So that could be from beer, that could be White Russians, that could be your eggnog drinks, things that are a little bit more hearty that we might consider a special occasion this time of year. So anytime you can just reevaluate those recipes, some of them are just non-negotiable, like eggnog, if it's a family recipe, sure, just do it. But maybe stick to one glass instead of 12.
I just love the realism, Christy, because I've never met a professional dietitian who was like, yeah, maybe have one instead of your normal 12. I mean, nobody admits to 12. Nobody's like, yeah, I had 12 eggnogs last night. And I like the acceptance aspect of that. Like, you meet us where we are.
Yes. I will say most dietitians are like that. There's always the ones out there that you got to be wary of. But most of us are just normal people. We like to eat sweets. Mm-hmm. We like to drink alcohol. We like to do all the things you do. We just have a nice side of vegetables with it.
I love it. So we're going to put some of your recipes in our show notes. But is there a place on the PacMed website where people can find some more information?
LivingWellAlliance.org. I have a calendar events of free events that I do around the community, around Puget Sound. And then we also have some recipes. I have some cooking videos on there. I'm working to increase that. I have two right now. So
very cool.
Cooking with Christy?
Yep.
Is that what they're called?
No, I should, though. Oh. That's great.
We like alliteration.
I am not that trendy. That's a good one.
I like it.
Thank you for impacting our entire lives, because the choices that we make this holiday season could turn into traditions that not only we continue, but then our families continue. I mean, this podcast, these moments, Christy, like you could have changed the world in a really exciting sliding doors butterfly.
That's my goal, right?
Effect.
Change the world.
Yes.
It's a small goal, but I think it's reachable.
So speaking of changing the world, you can change the world with a like right now.
Absolutely.
With a follow, We're So Xmas on Instagram.
And on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And Warm Christmas All Year on Facebook.
Awesome. Christy, before you get out of the building, you're going to be following us.
That sounds good.
Okay.
You can do that.
We'll follow
you. Follow PacMed, too. Pacific Medical Centers. Search on Facebook, and we're on Twitter, too.
It's going to be perfect.
We'll all follow each other. It's going to be great.
And we will be back tomorrow.
Eek.
Cliff's not sure about this everyday kind
of
thing.
Scared.
We love it.